Yeah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. A great lone classic chosen for us by Al Hofer. That is Wet Willie and Street Corner Symphony. And it's a good album. It comes from an album called Mannerisms. Manor, referring to the old English manor, the big old house, a castle-like house that they recorded this in. I believe it was the same place where Peter Frampton has done some recording. There's been, in fact, there's a number of like large old medieval English homes in which lots of people, like Led Zeppelin and Rolling Stone, lots of people, the Rolling Stones have recorded in old English manors. They like the kind of sound that comes from some of these places. Anyway, good afternoon. I'm Radio Rich. I have a brand new song, the title track from a new album. And this represents an extremely different sound. I'm not going to tell you who this group is. You may have heard this already. But listen to this tune and listen carefully. You may never guess who it is doing this. But it's the title track from a new album called Live It Up. And I'll play it for you and then afterwards tell you who it is if you can't figure it out. But you're hearing it first on KC95, the best of the old, the best of the new. This is a superstar group. Did you guess who it was? Live It Up. It's a brand new album by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I'm not kidding. And I hate it. It's like a cruel joke. I don't know. I know some of you out there probably loved it, but I don't want to hear a dance song from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. You know, I don't like, I also like to be kind of a fan who tries not to put their own limits on what a group can do, but ugh. Yeah, we'll play it again to be sure it's worth listening. Maybe I will change my mind. I always have to tell myself I didn't like Sgt. Pepper at first either. But that was Live It Up from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I hated it. And I hope the rest of the album is different. It's 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. And this is KC95. Best of the old, best of the new. And other stuff, too.